This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
We'd like to acknowledge the Kaurna people as the traditional custodians of the land on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to The Beautiful Nightmare. It's the podcast for when you're flying by the seat of your pants.
Sure is. You're here with Chanel and Tamara. We've got an interview that we're about to do.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do you want to hear this guy? James Donald Forbes McCann. Now, this is what he says he is.
Such a long name.
Well, wait till you think that's long? Have you heard this? Writer, stand-up comedian, composer, poet, essayist, critic, rapper. You go, take the rest of
the night. Okay, yes. Copywriter, motivational speaker, social media influencer, radio presenter, self-help guru, captain of industry.
Wow, wow, wow.
You know, I didn't say this, but I reckon his name, James McCann, it sounds like he should be an acoustic singer.
He
don't
does,
you reckon?
Yeah.
Like James McCann.
He's going to wear no shoes.
Yeah.
He's going to roll on him. He was dressed for it, wasn't he?
He's not put that up there, has he?
Yeah.
He's an acoustic guitarist, singer-songwriter.
Singer-songwriter. That's a new thing you can add, James. he was a delight and a lovely bloke and very funny.
Very hilarious.
Hit it. That's what I'm talking about. Wait.
Okay now, from the beginning.
The Beautiful Nightmare.
Look at that. I think that's the best way to have them.
It's a bit flaccid.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's not used to Ben.
I just tighten it up. There we go.
It's weird.
Hey,
it's
great. Hey, look at that.
Isn't look
that
at that.
Just as long as I can see it. I mean,
you
this
can
doesn't.
See everybody.
Do you do video?
We do. Well,
but not
no.
for me. I
no,
understand.
Well, we're not that advanced yet with the video.
We actually only do it for Tidbits, which is the little baby podcast we have on Thursdays. We haven't quite got to. Do you video your stuff a lot?
No, but it's a big mistake. You got to get on the TikTok.
We're on the TikTok.
Oh, the tickers. The old tickers.
Tidbits is on TikTok, but Motherhood of Beautiful. Sorry, not called that anymore.
What are you calling it now?
The Beautiful Nightmare.
Oh, so you can get. That's why I'm on.
Mm. Yeah.
Because you've pivoted.
We've pivoted, yeah. And now we can have all sorts of people on. It's brilliant.
You know what? Motherhood can be a club sometimes.
Sure. Sure, I'm a very giving mother myself. Yeah.
I know. See, we couldn't have had you on.
Hold on, you rightly turned me down. Great.
No, not rightly. Is it too loud for you?
No, it feels good. Have we started?
Yeah.
Oh,
it just organically flows.
All right. I'll sit up straight. Thank you for having me on the Beautiful Nightmare podcast. It's an honor to be here. It's great to be here. Great to be back in Edwardstown.
Oh, my gosh. Welcome.
My dad grew up in Edwardstown. It's
really?
A terrible, terrible neighbourhood.
This is an exciting street. Can I tell you, I quite like it because it makes me feel like
bit edgy.
A bit edgy.
Yeah.
Very edgy.
There's a man walking around with his shirt off.
I love this
shit.
There's a very scary house just about three down.
Yeah.
That every every time I drive past, I look because I want to see something, but I know if I do, I'll shit myself.
It's spooky. It may be the same one.
It's the drug house.
What I found weird about it was I didn't know this could happen, but he's got like, yeah, the house number. It's a new house. You can tell it's like grey, black brick, yeah. Colourbond fence. It has all the hallmarks of a house that could have only been built in the last 3-4 years.
Yes.
The number's rusted out. Like the number on the front of the house that can only have been put there. I didn't know that could happen at that. I don't know what's happened so that would happen if there's just a decay in the house that flows
there
out.
There must be. There's a lot of decay.
Or along this street, yeah. There is decay.
There's something wrong.
Oh, there
but
is.
But it's nice that there's still industry and people making things in Adelaide.
It'll
that's
be gentrified
nice.
Before you know it, though. You watch.
They've been trying
Starts
for a long
me.
Time. No one wants it.
Starts
there's
with me.
Too many methamphetamine people here. Who, did you move? Have you an Edwardstown?
No, I'm not actually. No, but I just have my office here. So I have a safe distance where I can go home to my little comfy house and then I can come here, feel edgy for a few hours.
And then go home.
And go home.
I could never afford to live here.
Even in Edwardstown. It's actually expensive now because it's so convenient to the city.
It's very close. You've got a beautiful train.
Yes.
Did you say a beautiful train?
Yeah, beautiful train. This big, beautiful. It's my Trump. Everything's beautiful. It's a beautiful train. It was nice. It was like a family place in the 60s, 70s.
Yeah.
And then I think the drugs rolled through for some reason.
And that was it.
Yeah, it was. It's hard to bounce back from the drugs.
It is, yeah.
A man was shot just a few streets back.
Nice.
That was exciting. Yeah.
Did he live?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Was mortally wounded. Mortally wounded.
My mum was an Elizabeth person. They both thought theirs was the worst neighbourhood.
Sure.
And I think this is worse.
You reckon?
Yeah, because you'll go up and down a street and it'll be fine and your guard comes down and then someone comes at you and calls you, you know,
stupid F and something.
Get out of my and you go, okay. But Elizabeth, you always know. You always know anything could happen. The guard's up. You approach it on its own terms. Here, keep getting relaxed and you go down the wrong avenue. And there's a man just looking at you with his one big eye and his one small eye. Yeah.
Off his head.
They're the most unpredictable, aren't they? Because you don't know what they're going to do. You know, like one man with a peg leg chasing you for no reason, like you said, with one bug eye.
It's meth. Yeah. Heroin people, the part of America that I'm moving to is full of heroin.
Okay.
Full of heroin. They're relaxed. They're sleepy. There's no problem with heroin people, you know? You know they were going to have meth smoking rooms in Melbourne?
No.
I don't know if that started.
Huh?
Yeah, because they've got heroin injecting rooms for, like, safety in the community. And then, yeah, they were going to do meth ones, which seems like a really bad idea.
It seems like a very bad idea.
Safe space to meth up.
Just a safe space to...
To smoke it?
I believe surely they weren't just having injectable meth.
No.
You've got to have the smokable meth.
Well, the idea of heroin, isn't it, that it relaxes you, you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. Meth's the other way.
No, meth, you see, amped up. And then to have them all in a tiny little booth together doing
it
feels less safe. So I hope they did cancel it.
Who came up with that idea, by the way? Some politician.
Andrews,
that's a great idea.
Labour Party lefty filth.
Absolutely. Can you tell us... Why are you? This is the biggest mystery of all. Why are you moving to America?
There's no opportunities in this country.
I was just going to say, come on, Tamar. Yeah. It's pretty obvious.
Tell us how and why and the motivation. Very exciting.
Well, I got a young family.
Yeah.
And I can't do anything for them. This is a big problem.
Yeah.
Money. Adelaide was a great place to be a middling success because you could have cheap property. Now, it's the most expensive. I could just go on, but I will. The power, I'm looking at the power. My wife was like, when we move to America, because my dad's going to come with us for a few months.
Oh, wow.
And she said, we won't be able to run a heater to a part of the house because it'll be too expensive. I looked up the power cost in America is half Adelaide.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be big refrigerators. I'm going to have just lights on all the time. Who cares? Land of opportunity. Burn that fuel. Doesn't matter.
Everything is big there. You're going to look very tiny.
I'm going to feel so thin. I've been a big fat person in Adelaide my whole life. I'm going to be one of the skinniest people they got. Well, look, we might come back. I hope to come back.
Right.
But I got a job hosting a podcast
over
there for a
few months.
I was
going to say, you would have needed a bit of a sponsored visa or how did you, you know, make the move.
Yeah, I mean, the visa has not come through yet. So I've got time.
Farewell tour.
Yeah,
we'll
find
out. Here
if I have to stay, I'm just not going to tell anyone that it's happened and I'll...
Hibernate for like 9 months.
I'll get a video game for the first time in a few years.
Tell us about this podcast. What's going on over there?
Well, I'm going to do my podcast. I'm taking over a Catholic podcast very small town called Steubenville, Ohio. Where there's a Catholic university and drugs and... prostitutes on the side of the road. And I know you're meant to say sex workers, but these are not your middle class, highfalutin sex. These are...
Prosties.
Prosties. So it's going to be a great time.
So you're going to be a hero amongst...
I don't know about that.
Your friends?
Making me act up. got to drive my car real fast through those rough parts of town in case I get tempted by these ladies, these night walkers.
Jesus.
So it's going to be a great time.
What do we know about Ohio based
nothing?
Are you going in blind? Have you done some research?
I got the job because I went there for 5 days because there was a magazine there that I really liked, and I wrote to the guy who runs the magazine and he said, do you want to...
I was going to say it's a long way to go to buy a magazine, but...
It seems silly.
Yeah.
It's a really good magazine. It's called New Polity. Check it out. So I went and I looked at it and I did the podcast that the guy runs, mm-hmm. Matt, and he said, do you want to take it over for a few months while I go on sabbatical? And I thought, yes, if I don't have to pay rent for a little while, I'll do it.
Because
we're in a... I am drowning financially. I don't know how you're doing with your podcast and the cash coming in, but I am drowning.
It is a hard... Well, put it this way as well, because you're an excellent comedian, so I'm wanting...
That's very kind.
You are. You're a very funny man.
Tell anyone who can help me in the business. That would be great.
Everyone else doesn't pay the damn bills.
It's about $2,000 a week you get for doing, a couple of days, which is lovely to have.
Brilliant.
I mean, for the work, you're on stage for, whatever you do, 2 shows, 2 hours, $2,000, you go... That's fabulous.
Yeah,
you don't need a name.
Yeah,
you just have to be funny enough to do it.
Yeah.
But there's 6 comedy clubs in this country and you can really do them a couple times a year.
Mm.
So unless you're doing a lot of footy clubs or...
conferences.
Oh,
do you do them?
Corporates. I'm the worst at corporate gigs. I can't do it.
Because why?
Well, they won't have me back.
Yeah.
I did the...
He's tried.
I did the Cheapest Chips Christmas party a couple years ago.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
sorry.
At the Adelaide Oval.
Brilliant. It was at the Adelaide Oval.
Oh, they didn't like me at all. Yeah.
Why?
They didn't laugh at
you? I was doing gear about the, no. Well, they did.
Well, they did, but it was offensive.
I was trying to get the staff to laugh, and then the staff are having a nice time, and then the managers, because I was attacking them. And it is, I'm also just not good in a corporate environment where you have to not say things. I don't think I've sworn on this podcast yet.
You can.
Great, but I haven't offended any minority groups of any.
Just the prostitutes.
The prostitutes, yes.
In Ohio in specific.
I love prostitutes. I'm a big fan. I said I wouldn't want to
quote him on that.
Yeah. I want to know what a comedian does on a Catholic podcast. How does that?
I'm very Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be part
born
of it.
Born Catholic.
No.
Reborn.
No.
Born again.
That's a very evangelical. It's a mega church with your hand in the air.
I think we can apply it to the Catholicism.
Well, you've got to. I mean, it's not a popular move.
People
haven't
move.
Gone.
Yeah.
He's obviously just done that for the cash. So this is it's nice to have done that. Yeah, me and my wife.
How did you get back into religion if you weren't kind of brought up into it?
Yeah, well, we were Unitarian growing up, which is like nothing. It's like
Unitarian.
Just
I've never heard
Greens.
Of Unitarian.
They have a little place over in Norwood.
Yes.
And
they support nothing.
No, I mean, they were like anti the war in Iraq. That was a big thing when I was a kid. Yeah. And like, we got to stop fossil fuels. But it's sort of like the Uniting Church, but they officially don't believe, and they're like, no one should believe in anything, but it's nice to get together in a room full of people who love granola and cycling.
It's atheists
so that was
who,
it.
You know.
It's basically, you'd be more comfortable there as an atheist than anyone who believed in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
So that was my formation as a kid.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is just not godly enough.
I was like, someone's got to tell me condoms are bad. I've found that in myself. We now have 3 children under 4. And
you're going to keep ticking on.
Yeah, well, we'll find out at some point.
Are you done?
No, we'll just take as many as we get.
Yeah.
I think it's lovely. I know this podcast isn't about being a parent anymore.
No, you can talk about everything and anything.
everything.
Can I ask how many children you both?
Two.
Two each?
I've got
two.
Yeah, we each have two.
You think done?
Oh, yes.
With the hubby,
everything's shriveled up in there.
Is that against the Catholicism way to have a vasectomy too?
You can't have a vasectomy.
Some dried tomato.
Too late.
Absolutely not. You can get it reattached for $18,000 and a... Small chance of success.
18,000.
No, I'd say I made that number up. But it is a big number.
Yes.
Yeah.
My husband had a vasectomy and he never checked that it worked.
Nice.
You're meant to
you got the extra one.
So everything, it's just like Russian roulette constantly. It's like, oh, has it taken?
Congratulations.
So far, so good. So.
No, I have the three. Two is the worst number. Everybody says this.
Really?
Why?
Actually, 3 is also pretty bad. But I'm told 4, it gets easy again because your eldest one takes care of the youngest one.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah.
2 friends of mine have just recently had their 4th child and said that it is a breeze.
You know,
because the 4th is the breeze.
Yeah.
Because
you don't care anymore.
It becomes too hard to pay attention.
The baby's so easy. The baby just rolls with the punches.
Yeah. Someone once told me that the firstborn is like the first pancake.
Pampers.
It's always something wrong.
Mm. Yeah.
And she, would not sleep. colic, whatever. Every horrible.
You had it all.
Sleep through the night. And then, yeah, this one, a piece of piss. Nothing. Mm. No problems.
Amazing.
He only screams because he wants something. That's a real change.
How old are they?
4, 2, and 7 months old.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah. My wife is looking forward to the flight.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go a bit earlier for work. I was good about it. I organised my dad is going to be on the flight with her.
With her, okay.
I mean, he doesn't do a lot. He's not useful.
Okay. So you just handballed it to him and he's not going to be helpful. I'm sure your wife is loving that shit.
She's happy to be going on a big adventure. She doesn't know how to drive. There's no public transport in this town.
Oh,
but listen to this. I just looked up how easy it is to get a driver's license in America.
Oh, right. Easy?
It's fucking easy.
But is it? Really?
Yeah. If you're over 18, they take you to like a big parking lot. They get you to drive through. It's like on TV where they get you to drive through the cones.
Yes, yes.
And then you pay like $50 and they give you a license. No probationary license. Just off you go.
Off you go.
Here, hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Yes.
Oh. 150 hours, all this stuff.
Okay, well done.
Oh, I can't believe it.
So many things. You're making me nervous talking about it. I feel I'm going. The anxiety is quite high.
I'm terrified. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm in a very nervous state.
7 months is let's say that'll go by in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And what's next after?
Oh, we don't know.
You don't know? Nah. No future plans. You're just flying by the seat of your pants.
Yes.
Great.
I don't know what to do.
You've got some comedian friends over there as well that can maybe set
you
up.
That's weird that you know Amos. He's there.
Yes.
He's great.
Can he set you up with a few things?
No.
He can't.
Yes.
You can go to LA, do some clubs.
He tours the small town comedy clubs in America.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I will open for him at small town comedy clubs in America.
See, brilliant.
And I've opened for some Americans coming through. It's quite nice being in Adelaide because there's no other big...
Yeah.
Comedians, really. There's a couple, but they're never here.
Right.
And the ones who are bigger. So, like, Georgie Carroll is not running around opening for people because
she's
winning Britain's Got Talent or whatever.
I know,
she's doing.
Right?
It's incredible.
I actually think your comedy would go very well in Britain. Mm. I think they'd love you over there.
It seems like a worse country to live in than here, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I say that with love and respect for the British people. But
it's expensive, too.
Expensive.
Very expensive.
Cold. Full of the English.
Brexit.
That's my big complaint. But yeah, the passport doesn't get you anywhere.
No.
I mean, here at least the weather's nice.
Yeah, you got
some. No, the English are sick. They're sick and wrong. Everything's a joke to these
Vinegar
people.
On their chips, who knows? Yeah, they're an interesting
They have something called chips bolognese, I just found out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's that?
I'd get
it's
into that.
It's just bolognese and chips. Instead of pasta, it's chips.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a chip booty. Have you ever had one of them? You know,
they put
in
chips
a
on
sandwich.
Everything.
Yeah.
Curry chips.
Curry
sandwich.
Chips.
Chips are a main staple. Mm. We used to chips, you know.
You're going to the land of fries, however. Does Ohio have fat chips? I wonder.
This was a weird... So I toured with some Americans recently and someone bought them chips, chicken and chips.
Right.
And the Americans skipped. They didn't eat the chips.
They didn't know what they were.
No, they knew that they were like French fries. They're so bad for you. Absolutely. And we know they're bad for you as well. But everyone, even the skinniest Australian woman... will eat some of the chips. She won't order the chips, but it's very rare that you'll see a chips there and we're all sitting down for a meal and
you
people
have to
go,
eat a chip, yeah.
I'm not having any of the chips. But they've just, they don't do it. There's a culture of saying no to the chips. Would you have the chips?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because I love chips. That's one of my biggest weaknesses
they're
is
so
hot
good.
Chips.
They're so nice.
If they're cooked in the right oil.
To you, you know, it's a free thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you could
resist.
Yeah, it was like nothing to them to say no
it's
to
like
the
a
chips.
Token. The token chips.
Yeah, it was disgusting. I was hurt by it.
Yeah, I was going to say it's quite offensive. It's like a cultural rejection, really, isn't it?
And we have the good thick. They have a more thin chip. No, I'm looking forward to that. And the foods.
Yeah, the foods, fat foods, big foods.
No, Jack's
big.
Crackers.
Oh, okay. I'm sure they'd have something else. They would have to have something else.
They'll have a lot of crackers of some kind.
But they don't call them crackers, do they?
That's very racial.
Biscuits.
Biscuits,
oh, no, they're scones. Oh, my God, it's a minefield. Can we just talk about for a minute? You're so many things. I think Chanel had the list of them there,
which
you self-professed. What? You're a poet. You're a...
New book of poems coming out now. My monkey and I have something to hide.
That's exciting. When's that coming out?
I don't know. Amazon just said I needed to change the cover.
Why?
I mean, no one's actually paid me. Why?
Why do you have to change the cover?
Because the name was too long, so I abbreviated it. It just says MMAIHSTH. And they said, write the name of the book on that.
Yeah.
But I thought it was a cool new way to do it.
Like a hashtag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't agree. They have a policy.
I
wish it was a cool story. Like, it was so graphic that they said.
Offended.
Yeah.
That's what I was going for.
I wish.
You deeply offended Amazon.
So it's hard to deeply offend Amazon.
Is it?
They have no morals. You know, because they kill people in all over the place.
Do they?
They seem evil. They seem like the
most Amazon
evil.
In general. Yeah. Yeah, the corporate. Yep. Okay.
They have like a crying room at their factory. So like people can
Are you for real?
Yeah, they have like little chambers for crying.
Is it for the people who were doing the deliveries?
How do you know this?
Yeah.
There's big stories about it.
It's a big story.
And then they made people work through a hurricane in America.
Because people need their deliveries.
They need their deliveries. And then people die.
They get same day, don't they, over there? Like you order something, it comes literally that night.
So at the same time you go, this is wrong, this is evil. Then you go, man, I want that same day delivery.
Yeah, I'm going to pay that.
Through a hurricane, so be it.
Yeah.
Let them die. No, but seriously, it's a hard thing to navigate.
It's pretty massive in the UK as well.
Yeah.
They get things and brilliantly done, like it's just so efficient, yet people's mental health, forget that.
And it's destroyed Officeworks because they're so they don't have an Officeworks equivalent in these places apparently.
Right, okay.
But Officeworks is, this is what I'm told, Officeworks in Australia is held on. As like a big stationary supply store.
It's excellent.
Yeah. I'm a big believer in Officeworks.
Love
I'd
Officeworks.
Be very sad if Amazon
destroyed
it. I
was only there the other day.
Isn't it nice?
I was only there the other day.
I was, but I'm wondering how long it was going to last. No shade thrown, but I'm just saying it did occur to me. How long can you keep doing this?
They've got to make the printing better. Printing stuff at Officeworks is a fucking nightmare.
And printers as well. Like why do we have to buy them every 6 months? They break down. They're made to...
It's because it's cheaper than buying the ink.
Well, that's right.
You get the small packet of ink that comes with the printer, you save money.
Jesus.
Have you thought that as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. We go through printers like nobody's business because my husband will go, well, just get the new printer. I'm like, it's not environmentally safe.
No, or friendly.
That's... We've moved on from environmental friendliness. It's having a quiet moment. It was a COVID, then it was the trans thing. And then the referendum stuff. No one's been pushing climate change in this country for...
Mm. What's next?
Climate change is boring,
I think it's... I'm getting in trouble at the moment.
No, go
ahead. These women with canes everywhere.
Oh. Canes?
Have you seen these young women with canes?
No, but I read what you wrote
but
about
But I've come under attack.
Why?
Oh, you have. Well, yes. Yeah, explain the women with canes.
Okay. I noticed in town...
Because you got a free pass on this podcast. Just say what you
want.
Well,
please. I mean, maybe you've noticed this as well, but it's also only women attacking me, so I'd like to bring it up with ladies who could tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
But young women, 18 to 25, I've just... It was like 5 months ago I saw one with a cane and I thought, I've never seen that before. And then I went to Gawler with my kids.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Is there an ailment? Is there something wrong?
Okay. That's what I thought. So I wrote a poem about it and then people have gone, it's called POTS. These people have something called POTS.
Okay.
Which is like when you stand up and you feel a bit, you feel dizzy.
Right.
And so they have a cane for that.
Right.
But then on TikTok... It does turn out that all these people are diagnosing themselves with POTS. And I just thought there were so many people diagnosing themselves. I have ADHD. I got PTSD.
Yeah,
I got BPD.
The labelling. Yeah.
It's all like, oh, I make sense now. I'm not a bad person.
I have something.
Borderline personality disorder. Yeah. And that's why I don't have to treat you very nicely.
That's right. And I belong to a group. It's almost sometimes an excuse.
You get to what?
Yeah.
I thought that I was a basic person and now... I am being victimized.
But also I'm interesting. Mm. This makes me more interesting
than
you.
But this is the first visible one because they've got canes. You can see the cane.
And are they also glamorous? Is it like a dressing up the cane? Is it like a glitter cane?
They all look the
same.
You've
just thrown
cane
your hat.
You've
made a point.
They all look like they spend a lot of time online, these cane people.
Yeah.
It's not like there's, you know... Peroxide blonde women with canes.
Right.
It's all sort of mousy.
You looked at me when you said that.
You've got great blonde hair. You're putting a lot of effort in, clearly.
I have no cane.
I'll put it this way. I think the overlap between people who have just found out they need a cane and people who do a lot of their shopping at Salvation Army, op shoppers.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That sort of look.
I'm surprised because I thought when you say it's sort of on trend, it becomes quite a thing where it's the people, the influencers are on board, they've got the canes. But, you know, you're saying it's the other way around.
It's
sort of lower socioeconomic potentially.
Oh, no, not just poor. But, like, it's a hipster thing. Hipsters have the canes.
The hipster have the canes.
You look a little bit hipster sometimes.
I can't
trendy
escape
glasses.
Who I am.
It's the parachute.
Costco.
It's the parachute top.
Yeah. You do have a hipster vibe, but it suits you, James.
Well, it's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I make very little money. I would love to be a big corporate person.
Would you?
Ah, I try. I mean, I worked in radio briefly. I was on SAFM. Boy. did not last very long there.
Yeah. Why?
I just got into big arguments all the time.
Yeah,
with the staff.
That's familiar.
ratings were fine. Apparently, ratings were going up all the time. And I was doing weekend breakfast with.
That's what I did.
Wasn't it lovely?
No, I quit after 6 months.
Yeah, it's about the right amount of time. Who'd you do it with?
Nova.
Oh, great. I wish I could have gotten on Nova. It's much more loosey-goosey on
Nova. No.
I was the only one who had trouble and I was there going.
Same within the ropes, but you were, born for something else.
Just all the time. It was just a lot of finger-waving.
Yeah.
From both of us.
Saying the wrong thing.
I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
It's too early in the morning.
Diarrhea. It wasn't made for you. I think that's the thing. You realise you're made of
different stuff. It's so nice to do a podcast and you get to say anything and no one cares.
No one cares.
I mean, sometimes people care because you've spoken about the Canes and I'm getting people calling me cruel
Can
and
I
stupid
tell you something? I feel I'm very out of the loop. I've never heard of the Canes situation. I have a friend that has a cane, but she broke her ankle. So we're allowed the cane.
The biggest feedback has come from disabled people going, thank you. There are I think these people are stealing disabled valour. Here's another thing, though. Women are frail. I say this with love and respect, but women have always fainted. It used to be in sitcoms.
Sure.
We used to put couches around the home so that women
could faint
women,
on them.
But sometimes we had fainting couches.
Yes, that's true.
You know? And so I think, and now, you know, people go, oh, we don't have any problems. It's not just a natural thing that sometimes women faint. We need a condition and a cane and a special label and
pots,
a group.
And they shop in Salvos and here we are.
So you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be negative.
No, you're right. But you've just made a point.
I think I'm being accused of, because women do have sometimes serious conditions that no one will listen to.
Yes.
It's a real thing. My wife is, she's lived with chronic pain and a number of conditions, and you go to a doctor and people treat you like you're insane.
We just talked about that, didn't we, in another episode?
It's maybe you get to doctor number five before someone goes, oh, let's do this hormone test. You have this thing that we can see is different on a scale to these other. Yeah. So I don't want to contribute to that.
No, I understand.
But also, no one had a cane a year ago, and now I'm seeing these canes everywhere. And you tell me that that's nothing. Either the vaccine, and here's the other thing. Yeah. These are all left-wing women with the canes, so they are all pro-vaccine. So the other group of people complaining at me, like James, it is real, the vaccine's given these women the cane problems.
Oh, my God, it goes
deeper.
So I can't win.
Either it's not real and I'm an idiot, or it is real and it's the vaccine and I'm an evil conspiracy person.
You will not win against the cane brigade.
They've all got big sticks
to hit
they're
gonna
with hit as well.
You. Exactly. Yeah. Right. Well, they do calisthenics with it after.
I'm leaving the country.
Yeah. I would.
Maybe in Ohio they don't have them.
Well, they don't have calisthenics.
They might have crutches.
That's just
the beautiful nightmare.
Can I read you one of your own
poems?
Yeah,
go for it.
Or should you read it?
No,
because this is a funny one, I thought. It was a nice little. I was wondering if it was a limerick, actually. But anyway.
Is this the one about the penis? I can see it on the screen.
It gives it away.
A big fat man in tight little jeans, punishing himself and the world. A big fat man in tight little jeans, his poor little penis has nowhere to go.
Don't we all feel that way sometimes?
Yeah, sure.
That's a poem about society.
Tell us. Tell us more. Expand on it. Yeah.
It's about coming together with the marginalised in our community and welcoming them in, you know, not pushing them up like a fat man's penis in his jeans.
Yeah, nowhere to go.
But letting them out.
Nowhere to go.
It's about refugees.
Yeah. It's about immigration policies.
That's actually the name, yeah. So thank you for doing that one. That one's called Close Nauru.
Is it?
No. But that doesn't have a name yet.
I was quite. I liked your take on the advertising campaigns that are out now. The Colgate man, the dentist with the back.
Doesn't that shit you?
It does.
I saw an ad that really angered me yesterday on the back of a bus. So it was an ad for sunscreen.
Yeah.
And I think that's great. And the people they used in the ad were children. And it's like, that's good. Let's get children into sunscreen.
Right. Yeah.
And they were Aboriginal children, which is nice. You know, First Nations children.
Yes.
Right.
But also, if there's one product that we should be trying to get onto white flesh, it's sunscreen.
Yes.
We have no melanin.
That's right.
We are well overrepresented in skin cancer.
Yeah.
I mean, man, I'm a ginger. So if I don't have it, it's a real problem.
Don't you?
But it's like we can't get a fair go.
No.
Does that mean you don't have many wrinkles? Because you've got fair complexion. Mm-hmm. You've got no
wrinkles,
James.
No, but I'm fat in the face and I have a beard.
And you feel a lot of pain? Is that true?
Yes, I have chronic pain. And
but redheads feel more pain, apparently.
I thought we felt less pain. Oh, no, we need more anesthetic.
Yeah, that's right. So you feel the pain.
I think it's only women.
Pain receptors.
I think it's only redheaded women.
You have not got a wrinkle on your face, mate. I can look at you right now.
Please.
No.
Please.
No. Have a good look.
I'm only, but how old do you think I am?
Oh, look.
He's 73.
At least 45.
No, I'm 33. So I'm 32. I'm 32, so I think I'm doing
it. He's a youngin.
Yeah, you are.
No, it's all puffy. It's all just, it's all fat.
He's just 32. Gain
weight, and you'll have less wrinkles. This is a great secret.
Yeah, that's true. You puff up the face.
Also, I never smile.
Really?
Yes, you
do. I'm seeing you smile.
That's a great
laughing at your own jokes.
I would love to have Botox. I don't yet have cause for it.
Oh. You don't need it.
No. But I have all the other aging. I'm going grey.
Are you?
Salt and pepper.
Can redheads go grey? Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, no,
can redheads go grey?
I'm trying to think about it. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Well, they go dark. My dad just has very dark hair now. He was redheaded. Yeah, and it looks like he looks like one of those Italian men who just dye.
Yeah.
You know, they just dye jet black.
Yes.
That's the way he's going.
Oh, excellent.
It's very weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
Mm.
Does he speak Italian at all? Kind of go with it? Well, he could reinvent himself.
He should consider it. He has a full white beard, full black head of hair. He should just dye it grey so that people feel more comfortable.
Yeah.
And they know where they're at.
They there's going to be a lot of questions when he moves to America for a bit.
Who are you? Why are you here?
Yeah, why? What's your background?
I think he's going to go on a private holiday.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And he'll just come back and stay with us for a while. He's going through a hard time. He's a sweet, good man.
Oh,
okay. So, I mean, I hope and we're going to need him.
Yeah, you will.
Setting up a new house in a new... I've never been to a Walmart. Have you been to a Walmart?
No. We were just talking about how there's cafes in Walmart, apparently.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't
wait. Walmart's and isn't there like the cheesecake shop, which doesn't really sell cheesecake? It's like a restaurant.
Is it not?
Well, it's like, well, it's called the Cheesecake Shop, which you think would be like what we have here. But no, it's like just a cafe.
Ah.
But I don't know why they specifically.
Yeah, because they hear rappers talking about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Speaking of rappers, you've got on your list of things to do that you're a rapper.
Yeah, Mr. Very Good Rapper.
Yeah, what have you rapped? Who have you rapped for? Derulo.
Yes, ghostwriting.
Kanye West is your...
I love Kanye.
Your favourite.
Don't you, it's very hard not to love. He'll be back.
Yeah.
I'm 1 degree of separation from his wife.
Go on. Oh,
hang on.
Who's the new
recent
wife? Sensori. I don't know her name, but he's got a new boo.
Ooh, and, why 1 degree? Who? Who's your...
A friend of mine in Melbourne tried to kiss her at a nightclub.
Oh, ooh.
And she said, "You got to take me on a date." That's my impression of Kanye West.
Was that meant to be Spanish?
Or? Oy, nah, got to take me on a date.
That sounds very, right. And so, then, did he?
Nah, he said, "I couldn't be bothered, bro." And now she's married to Kanye.
That's amazing.
Yes, so Kanye clearly could be bothered.
Right, so if he'd taken her on a date, he could have been married to her.
Wow.
It's not the best story in the world.
No,
I've
just
got
saying.
To use that as leverage to get
to me.
I hear he's not anti-Semitic anymore.
Oh, really?
He's turned the corner.
So he had a period of time? Was it a long period?
Because
that was news
did
to me.
Did you not know about Kanye's big...
Well,
no?
You had
I
reminded
did.
Me when okay. you started talking about it. Yeah,
he went on podcasts
and then
lot.
He was, yeah.
And he went on Alex Jones and he said the Holocaust didn't happen. I don't know if he said that on that
oh,
one.
Oh, yes, sorry, I have heard that.
Do you think he truly believes the things he says or does
know.
He just say it in order to basically... Yeah.
I don't think anyone is coming out with anti-Semitism to help their career.
But he's that big, it just gets people talking. He can't,
it did get people talking, but he lost the Adidas deal. He can't make his shoes anymore.
He's lost out of it.
But then he said he watched 21 Jump Street, and that cured him of anti-Semitism. Because he said Jonah Hill was so funny.
Oh, the latest one.
Yeah.
He is hilarious.
Because you can't be, Jewish and be funny.
He said Jonah Hill was so funny that he doesn't want to hate Jewish people anymore. I thought that was beautiful.
And he mustn't have seen Seinfeld, clearly.
Oh, no. I mean, I think a lot of these people doing rallies at the moment should be watching some more Seinfeld.
Jesus, I know. That'd cure them. It's a cure-all.
Have you been watching these videos of anti-Semitic pogroms around the world?
No.
How dark does this podcast go? You watching this?
Well, no.
I saw this video at the airport because of Israel.
Yes.
And the war in Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
Do you often talk about the war in Gaza on this
talk
podcast?
Talk about it, but I'm not watching this specific video.
Well, it's just
you're
people
about.
At an airport in Russia going, he's a Joe. And the man's going, I'm Uzbeki. But it's horrifying.
It is horrifying.
Yeah, it's a crazy time at the moment, isn't it? Like it's out of control.
Yes.
You can't keep up with it. And then, you know, I feel like we're very, very far away.
Oh, that's my joy of finally moving to America where none of these
a bit closer.
Big racial problems will be happening.
Oh,
and everyone
no,
just lives quietly in peace and dignity.
Yeah, it'll be amazing.
In Ohio.
It's right on the border of West Virginia.
Oh, yes.
Which I'm told is like the real...
Yeah.
Beautiful poverty.
And Atlanta? Is it near Atlanta?
Way away.
Too?
So
it?
Far away.
Is
yes.
It?
I'd love to go to Atlanta, though.
Oh, that's intense.
You are going to be so far away. I'm just thinking about that. And in a space that you've... I mean, I'm guessing you've been to America.
I'm going to get shot.
But
it's going to be wonderful. I get sick, I get shot. So many things. You don't have to drive with a seatbelt.
Wow.
Secondary offence.
Don't you?
Nope.
Is it just in that state?
Some states have it, some states don't.
Okay, right.
I probably will, but it'll be nice to know I'm choosing to do this today.
Sure. Yeah. There's no nanny state there.
No speed cameras.
Mm-hmm.
They voted against it. The town got together and said, we'd rather not have them.
Right.
Yeah.
So people are like speeding all over the joint.
I believe so. Okay. Doesn't that feel
scary?
Nice.
As a pedestrian.
Yeah.
Maybe don't ride a bike in that town.
I don't know that you can.
Helmet optional.
Yes. Yes. No helmets.
Helmets are optional. Yeah. Oh,
I couldn't believe it. I was in New York for like 2 days and seeing people just ride around with no helmets on. It felt so beautiful and free. Wear one if you want. It's fine.
Do we
do we
play it too safe here?
Yes.
Mm.
It's
nanny state, yeah. Well,
whose business is it if I fracture my skull?
Exactly
me
right.
and my family. Let my wife feel bad about it.
Yeah.
And me and the doctor who has to operate on my head.
Well, that's what I think that's the only argument which may not hold enough water is that it's putting pressure on the health system.
That's why they have no public health system. So you can have freedom.
That's
all this taking care of people.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to tour soon, next year.
Where?
Just regional South Australia. Was that recently that you did your big tour? When you
I did do a tour, yeah. We did. Our only country town was Wagga Wagga.
Yep.
But it was great.
Mm.
I love Wagga
Wagga.
Wagga
Wagga, yeah. It's meant to be
so
pretty
nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And we got the train there. But Adelaide, no one does regional gigs. I'm trying to dissuade you from doing it.
No.
But from comedy, yeah. No one.
Oh, okay.
Luke Kidgell does 100 Australia dates a year, and one of them is in South Australia.
Yes.
I tried to do one in Mount Gambier.
Yeah,
they wouldn't do it.
We did Mount Gambier.
They didn't want you to do it?
No, they were like, I don't know that we have a room for you to do it here.
Yeah.
I couldn't find. Where did you do it in Mount Gambier?
In a health food shop.
Okay. How was it?
Had nuts thrown at us. No.
Did you?
No.
It would be fun.
And we're allergic, so
how many
terrible.
Did you get in Mount Gambier?
We got 100. Over 100,
nice.
Was it?
Nice.
Just over 100. But you suggested potentially not riding on a bus. Did you have an incident on a bus?
Have you never said done a night bus?
A night bus? No.
That's awful.
When I was younger, I've done coach. Do you mean a coach that travels? Yeah.
It's the worst.
Oh, it was exciting. I haven't done it as an adult.
Oh, it's just for trafficking drugs. It's full of scum.
Oh, really?
It's.
How did you go on it, though?
I trafficked all my drugs.
Did you?
No, it was a good.
Came out a winner.
It's just, you get weird people on that.
Sure.
It's like, what if Edwardstown was all crammed onto one bus together? I went. My worst one is I went from Brisbane to a place called Casino. Because I was getting the train from Casino. Yeah, there was a woman who had she wasn't vaping, but she had one of those pens where you crush a pill and it turns into a powder and you suck the powder.
Oh, wow.
She was very, and she had the voice that people make fun of Australians for having. She was very ocker. And she was swearing a lot and a man stood up and said, can you stop swearing? And she said, I'll fucking kill you.
With my pen.
Yeah, with a knife. She was very graphic.
Pen knife.
Yeah, that would be very slow. I'll get you with the pen knife. Because she was talking to someone else on the bus, and she was talking about Casino. She's like, I'm fucking from Casino. I love it here. I know everybody in Casino.
Keep going, yeah.
But then she's like, she was going halfway between talking to this man she liked and the man she didn't like. So she would be like, that's a great place to get a hot dog and get that in Casino and I'll fucking never forget you, dog. I'll come get ya. They got all the toppings for the hot dogs over there. You get onions if you want. You get all kinds of mustard. I'll never forget a face. I'll kill ya. And it's just that.
And here's a
every
coupon
time I'm on
for
the
your
bus.
Pizza.
Oh, she's
shit.
She's representing Kimberly in Casino.
Hello, shout out to you.
If you're a listener.
Oh, she would
I'm sure
be.
You were just having it. She was like, and she was just all through the journey, I caused a car crash because I was taking cold and flu medication. Just saying all sorts of
random shit.
Nonsense. And then she kept complaining about, the way real lumpen proletariat type individuals, I've got a problem with my dad, I'm not talking to my brother, I'm not talking to my mum.
That's very good.
The common theme is you, right? it sounds like if you're arguing with every
and
every sharing that
member.
In public.
Mm. And really loudly.
Yeah. And then telling people you're going to kill them if they ask you to be quiet. It was, you just don't, even on a Jetstar flight, you don't get that. Do you know what I mean? Only the bus.
Anytime
there's
a
video
bus.
Of bus racism, it's always on a bus.
And people are probably fleeing things, I imagine, too, aren't they, if they're on a night bus? Why do we have to leave at night?
And the,
the comedian.
I would never get on something like that. I'd crap myself. I'd be so nervous.
You would, because there's no toilet.
The security guard showed up in Wagga Wagga because we caught the bus from Wagga to Sydney to save money.
Yeah.
And I just remember, she didn't even get on. There's just a woman sitting cross-legged on the ground at the bus station at 1:30 in the morning drinking 3 litres of milk. just drink straight out of the big
thing.
Milk
was a bad choice.
I thought it could be like a white Russian and she poured vodka in there, but I'm pretty sure she was just drinking. Milk. She didn't even get on the bus.
3 litres of milk.
3 litres of milk.
That's a lot of milk.
She's about halfway through the milk.
Well, Ron Burgundy says he should drink milk after a hard night on the Terps. It works for
him. Does it restore
him.
You?
You think so.
Oh, my God.
That's what, then he realised it curdles, and that's why he said it was a bad choice after he's walking down.
If you're lactose intolerant.
This woman may be dead now. I don't know. Yeah. It was a hard choice.
You know what? Chances are she's not. I think she's still probably well and kicking.
Yeah, sure.
You can imagine.
She'll never die.
The beautiful nightmare.
Tell us about this podcast with the catamaran buying.
I should have done this at the start.
That's okay. Go ahead.
It's the James Donald Forbes McCann catamaran plan. Trying to save enough money to buy a boat.
Yes.
Our currency started deflating, so I'm pouring the money into silver.
Silver.
10,000 silver coins.
Can this dream happen in America as well?
I'm going to keep it going.
Good.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, good.
Better currency.
It'd be a shame if you didn't.
Currency exchange is killing me.
Yeah. But the podcast, have you always wanted a boat? Or do you really want a boat?
No, it came to me in a dream. I don't know how to sail.
Mm-hmm. But you want to.
I don't know, but I'm so committed to it now and I've been doing it for long enough. Yep. But so many listeners willing me to have a boat.
Yes.
I will you to have a boat.
Please.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I think you'd look great.
I'm on a boat.
Yes.
Yes.
Sailing outfit. I've seen
nice
you in
big
a
boat.
Naval.
I love wearing the
something.
Attire. The trousers are great. It's the one thing you can't buy at military supply stores is naval pants. The Navy destroys the pants.
Why?
Because they think it makes, they want the power that has over the on a dating scene.
Oh.
The men feel like the big pants. Like when they go out on the town,
yes.
You know, Anzac Day played the two up and they're wearing the big flared trousers.
Sure.
Apparently ladies love the flares.
Are they still flary?
Very
flary.
I thought that was back in, you know, the 1970s.
They never got rid of it.
They never got rid
of it. It's just not as many prominent seamen.
Yes. Do you know boat shoes remind me of private school boys for some reason? I don't know why.
But
it just
heavy,
reminds me of the that whole look with the long shorts that are tailored with a white shirt and then the boat shoe.
It's the look.
Dad's rich.
It's never
that
changed.
Kind of crap.
Yeah.
Kangaroo Island.
Here we come.
Escape. I mean, those were my friends growing up. I was the poor kid at a private school.
Oh, me too.
Which one did you get in at?
Scotch College.
Oh, Scotch, very nice.
Which school did
you
go to?
Pembroke.
Oh, you were Pembroke.
I was a Pembroke boy.
Yeah, same,
but my dad
same
was
thing.
A teacher, so that's how I got in.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
But all the friends, that was the uniform.
How was that having a dad as a teacher at school? Was it a good thing or not a good thing?
It was nice for my relationship with my father.
Yeah.
Bad for going to school.
Just in general.
Well, I would get in trouble and he would, you know.
Wrap you on the
he
knuckles.
Would be like, this reflects badly on me.
Yeah.
This is not about you. It's about me and my job.
True.
Which is fair because he had to keep being there years after I was gone.
And yeah.
Sometimes it goes the other way when you're a teacher's kid. If your parent is more relaxed, those kids just turn into full scumbags because they can get away with it because they've got some leverage. Don't do that. Don't call the teacher that. Can you tuck your shirt in?
Did you fit in school?
Towards the end,
mm-hmm.
I did much better. But, man, not at first.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I had a very late puberty and then puberty was kind.
Go on. Keep going.
No, I mean, I was like a little fat kid with glasses for the first 3 years. It's like, this is no good. And then I grew a lot. And I was in a school play, and I was good in the school play.
Yeah.
And I became a
ladies
school...
Ladies love that.
Ladies love the school play. Only the straight boys doing well in the school play.
Yes.
And then I had a deep voice, and I started playing hockey. I was a hockey goalie because no one else would do it, and I was okay at that.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, some of the ladies were not as, you know, spurny. Mm-hmm. That was great.
That's hilarious.
And then academically, not a problem. Blitzed it.
Of course you did.
So you did.
And now you got a career in comedy.
My grades were so good and I got an arts degree.
Oh, and that's why you're a comedian.
I maybe had the biggest deficit between what you can get into uni for. No, I think I was the only boy from my school who got an arts degree.
What could you see yourself doing if you weren't doing comedy with those kind of schmicky grades, let's say?
Yeah. Well, I tried a law degree. I did not last very long. I think I probably would have...
thrown out the courtroom.
But I think if I wasn't doing comedy after after that or something like a similar discipline where you can go, I love doing this and it takes all my time and attention and it makes enough money that I'm able to, because sometimes you have a passion and then, you know, if you have a family you have to provide for, you can't.
No.
Draw model aeroplanes. I don't know, whatever it is. Whatever it is, play dominoes. But with comedy, I get to keep doing it sort of as a job. So that's, it's lovely. I love doing it. And if I didn't have that, so I'm very happy to have done this, but I honestly, I don't know what I would have done otherwise.
How did you, what was your first gig like? Like when did you do your first gig? Yeah.
Outstanding.
Was it?
I was
on top
of the world. Raw comedy night.
Yeah.
It was a new comedy competition. I was best on ground by far. Wow. Now, I had bad gigs very soon afterwards.
Right. So but that gave
me
high.
It gave me a false impression that it would all be fine.
Right.
And then I was bad for like 6 years.
Oh, that long. I can't believe it.
I mean, sometimes you just spontaneously have a good gig. Yes. But
and then did you sort of alternative revert comedy? Back to yourself? Is that what happened? Or did you think you have evolved?
It's hard to... I mean, maybe...
From when you started.
Maybe I am more of who I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't life just a journey about becoming who you are?
It is. But you're very observational, though. You see things that might fly over.
You wait till you start seeing these women with canes out there.
I can't wait.
I've observed that.
Yeah. In big numbers, obviously. So now you're off to Ohio. Complete fresh start.
Fresh start.
Who knows?
You're going to go gangbusters over there in your career. Come on.
No.
Yeah, surely.
I think we're going to have to interview James when he's, you know, in a couple of months' time, see how he's
I'll
doing.
Do
I reckon it's a very good, I reckon it's a smart
I'm
move
coming back
for you,
in
my friend.
But, I mean, this is a great country. Mm. I'm sad to leave. But I don't know how any young person starting out with a family who's not entrenched in Adelaide and doesn't own their house yet can, this is the fastest growing housing market in the country.
Crazy.
And it's not like we have jobs.
Yeah.
I don't. What are people going to do?
Yeah, yeah, it's got to crash at some point.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. And then I swoop back in with that American currency.
Yeah,
and then buy 10, done.
Yeah.
The beautiful nightmare.
Are you a rapper?
I do. I've rapped.
Can you rap right now? Come on, let's end it on a rap, can we?
Are you trying to wind it up? I didn't know how long this podcast went for.
I didn't even know. I wouldn't have an idea.
Yes. No, please.
I want you to rap.
I'm off the raps at the moment. I'm doing the production. I'm doing the music.
Oh, you can't give anything. You can give something.
I want to get these Polynesian kids in outer Melbourne to rap.
Okay. Well,
cream of the crop of the hippity hop. That's how I rap. Now, you're not getting it. You've got to pay me for the rap. I'm like RuPaul. I only put on a dress for
money. $2 in my pocket. I will pay you to rap. With a couple more lines.
At my local Kmart, there is a man who does stand on the street and raps in the car park. Yes, at the Furl Kmart. And he just stands there with his boombox at night. And he's
is he beatboxing?
Nobody respects me anymore. And you go, he just he's there doing that.
Yeah.
And you're his only fan, slow clapping at
I'd
the end.
I never pay him a cent. I want him to go home.
I got a question for you. I've been dying to ask this.
All right.
Total respect to your wife, though, so don't worry. It's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
Who would you rather?
Oh yeah.
Have sex one. With Julian Assange.
Who's going to go? Which one of us? This is that kind of podcast, isn't
no,
it?
No, we've never asked that question.
Okay, Julian Assange.
Yep. Or Susan Boyle.
Oh, Subu.
Subu.
Voice of an angel.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sing to me, Susan.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Julian Assange, he'd be all like...
Floppy?
Well, he'd be in prison and sad and it'd make you depressed.
And Sobo would
be quite interesting.
I love Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Don't you love Susan Boyle?
I do love Susan Boyle. I'm Scottish family, so I do love
her. She boils it up.
She boils it up.
Loves it.
She's also, she's got a, people say she's, you know, ugly. That was the big thing, that she's ugly.
That pathetic, though. Get a grip.
She's got a beautiful body. I'm saying that's my, she's like the.
She's all woman.
That's a dream. She's a whole lot of woman.
Mm.
She got some shape to her.
How old is she now?
Love Susan Boyle. She'd be menopausal.
Way
there's
past.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Way past.
No, past.
Yeah, surely.
Present, really? Baby.
Okay, your second question. Okay, if you could date an animated cartoon character,
yeah, I
who would it be?
Oh, no, there was more to it. Who would it be? Gee.
I think Disney, Pixar.
Doesn't have to be one on the current screens.
No, I'm just trying to think of one who's not a child because that would be better for them. I don't want to come out and say Mulan and people go, she's nine.
Well, Nikki Osborne had a fascination with Ariel's dad, King Titan. King Titan, King Triton.
I'm trying to think of one.
Triton.
Is it Jessica Rabbit?
Yes.
She's fine. I mean, that was a big thing for people of my generation that we lost to the animated Japanese pornography.
Oh,
let me tell you, the overlap between people who like the Japanese animated pornography and women with canes is, I suspect, pretty close.
It always comes back to the canes.
I've got it on the brain because they've been attacking me.
How could anyone cross anime with canes?
To the anime festival.
You're being attacked.
You'll be finding some canes.
For saying, who's attacking you?
People on Instagram are commenting, you're a monster, this is cruel and stupid.
Monster.
How dare you gaslight these people?
Mm.
How dare you, like, accuse them of making it up? No one would make this up.
What's your retort going to be?
Of course people would make it. No, it's like my retort is The poem is just about loving people, and I don't have any problems with the Cane women.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it. It might be real.
Is it just women? Men don't have these Canes?
No. Yeah. Here's the other, it's exclusively happening to women. There is no male equivalent.
I think we need a whole podcast episode on that.
I need to go and see some of this because I've got no idea that this has been happening.
POTS. Look it up. Syndrome. Look it up. It's
looking up right now.
TikTok is full of people. I delete TikTok off my phone. Yeah. With POTS, telling each other they've got POTS, or in the comment section saying you're making this up.
Yes.
But anecdotally.
Okay. I've just typed in POTS syndrome to Google and I'm clicking images.
And
I see purple feet.
Yep.
And no Canes.
So purple feet as well as Canes.
Apparently it's like when you stand up, the blood is meant to rush to your head.
Right.
But it doesn't for some reason. So you feel a bit dizzy.
You get a bit of vertigo. Yeah.
So they have a cane to support.
To support when they feel wobbly.
Yeah, okay.
Which is fine, great.
Yeah.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. Have your cane. Beautiful.
Have your cane and eat it too.
It's not a bad name for a poem. I'll keep that.
Oh, write it. Pay me 5 cents.
No, I've already written them. No, you can't. Oh, well, if I had. Yeah, I mean, does anyone have a 5 cents anymore? No, I won't charge you for this podcast appearance. How's that?
Actually, a good point. Shut up tomorrow.
Hey, but thank you for having had me. If you're trying to wrap it up, I can tell. I can pick up the signs. It's been an honour. It's been so nice.
I could keep talking to you. You're just such a wise man.
I think funny I've said 9 cancelable things.
No.
Thankfully, I'm leaving the country. When does this come out?
Great to meet you. Oh, it's going to come out next week.
Ooh.
Will you be gone by then?
How do you feel about waiting until December 5? No.
The Beautiful Nightmare is produced by Frankie Media and hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke.
Want to know more about us?
Get in touch at thebeautifulnightmare.com or jump on our socials.
Wow, you can really make a podcast.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.